Namaskaram, Swagatam. My name is Kavya Ganesan. Welcome to session number 6. Every Sunday, 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Indian time, and Saturdays at 10 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. at Eastern Standard Time, USA. Is anyone in the wrong? Is anyone in the wrong group? This is session number 6.
I don't think so.
Okay, just wanted to check.
Your voice is echoing.
It's echoing, yeah. It will be great if everyone can keep their mics on mute.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Is that, I think the echo's gone. Okay. Okay. Swagatam, welcome to session number 6 Sanskrit class. So I will be speaking in English and Sanskritam. There will be 2 mails from me every week. One will be before class as a reminder that we will be having class every week. And then the second email will have the homework and the recording of this session. So every session will be recorded every week. It will be recorded and I will send it out to you. Unfortunately, I do not know how to get the video recording. I only have the MP3 recording, so there's only audio recording, but I will send it out in the emails. If you are going to miss a class or you won't be there, please email me, or you can go through the recording and listen to what you have missed. So I would suggest that you all print out the email that I sent you earlier about session number 6. It had all the dial-in numbers and the access code. I would suggest you print it out just in case you don't have access to the internet and you have to dial in. Are there any questions on that? Okay. So, again, welcome to Sanskritam. Sanskritam is a very beautiful and easy, simple language to learn. It's a Deva Bhasha. Anyone at any age can learn it. Like you all, I'm a student too. So please be respectful during class. There is no such thing as a dumb question. So we're all going to make mistakes. So please be respectful about that. And the more you practice, the more familiar you will be with Sanskritam. So practice at least for 5 minutes every day, and you'll get better at it. First things first, I would recommend you keep a Sanskritam notebook or anything to write with, because the first few classes, since I'll be incorporating Sanskritam words in between, it will be overwhelming. So since it's overwhelming, you'll have to write down the words and then you'll get confused or you might not know the meaning. So if you wrote it down and wrote the meaning, then you'll understand what I'm talking about. Also, since this class is for 1.5 hours, I do not want to be speaking for all 1.5 hours, so please, please, please participate. This class is for you, so please participate. Please do not be shy. We're all beginners here. And yes, there will be homework, but I don't give too much homework. Any questions so far?
Oh, think you're good.
Okay. Okay, awesome.
No, ma'am.
Let's begin. I'm going to share my screen. So please let me know if someone cannot see it. I haven't shared it yet, but. Can everyone see my screen? It says Samskrita Bhasha Vargaha. It has a blue screen.
Not yet.
Okay.
Yes, I can see it.
I can too.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Okay. So first, we are going to begin with the Pratana. I can hear myself echo, so if you stay on mute, it will be awesome. Okay, thank you. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhidhamashtamavishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Okay, we are going to begin our Samskritam class on a good note. So the first thing we will learn is the Subhashitam. Subhashitam means, roughly translates to proverb. So proverbs are, it's usually one-liners or two-liners, and they have a meaning about how to lead our life. So this Subhashitam, it says, Prarabhyate na khalu vigna bhayena nichaihi prarabhya vigna vihitaha Viramanti Madhyaha Vignaihi Punaha Punarapi Pratihanya Manaha Prarabdam Uttamajanaha Na Parityajanti. So I know this a lot, but basically it is saying Vignaha, like Vignaha means obstacles. So when we are learning Samskritam, there are going to be lots of obstacles. It doesn't matter, not only for Samskritam, whatever opportunity we take, whatever thing we begin, there's going to be obstacles, but if we motivate ourselves and we put effort and we do lots of practice, then we can get over those obstacles. And the last line, prarabdham uttamanjanaha na parityajanti, it means that good people do not give up what they have begun. So next, like a small icebreaker, we're going to go dive straight into Samskritam. We're going to introduce ourselves. So I'm going to introduce myself first, and then I will call on each of you one by one, and then you can introduce yourself. So please pay attention. Okay. Mama nama Kavya. My name is Kavya. Mama nama Kavya. So, mama nama means my name, and then you finish it with your name. Aham Washington DC Nagare Vasami. I live in Washington DC. Aham Washington DC Nagare Vasami. Mama nama Kavya. Aham Washington DC Nagare Vasami. Astu. Narendra Prasad Mahadeya? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Mama nama
Narendra Prasad. Which means my name is Narendra Prasad, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. And aham, I should say my place,
you
mean
you
this city, yeah.
Yes.
Aham Nagarkovil Nagare Vasami.
Good. Sundaram.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Satya Mahodaya, are you there? Satya Mahodaya? Oh, Mahodaya means brother. If you want to write it down. Mahodaya means brother. Satya Mahodaya, can you introduce yourself?
Can you hear me?
Hello? Astu, I'll come back to you. Narasimha Mahodaya?
Mama Nama Narasimha Murtihi. Aham Detroit Nagare Vasami.
Sundaram, do you have some Sanskritam background?
No, I chant some Vedas, that's all.
Oh, okay. Uma Bhagini? Are you there?
Yeah, I had put it on mute.
Okay.
So I had to unmute it so that I can talk to you. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's perfect. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Mama Nama Uma. Aham Bombay Nagare Vasami.
I didn't hear that. Aham, where?
Bombay.
Oh, okay.
India.
That's awesome. I've been there once.
Next time you come to my house.
Yeah.
hello,
Kavya ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm Satya. You're calling my name, but I had some mic problems. I'm sorry. So I just have joined back with my phone. Yeah.
Okay. Are you 4215?
Sorry, ma'am.
Is your phone number 502-762-42195?
Yes. Yeah, okay. That's correct. Okay. Yeah, it's me. Yeah.
Can you see the screen?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Okay. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah. Mama Nama Satya. Aham Houston Nagare Vasami.
Okay. Awesome. I've never been to Houston. I've never been to the West Side.
Yeah, you should visit, definitely. It's a very good place.
Is it hot there? People.
Yeah, it is. Today we have 75 max.
Wow, it's very cold here. Today it was snowing.
I know. Yeah. I used to be in New Hampshire some time back, so I know how it is in that side. Yeah. Anyway, thank you. I'm on mute again.
Thanks. Astu. Himanshu.
Namaste, Kavya.
Mahodaya.
Mam naam Himanshu. Aham Delhi Nagare Vasami.
Okay. Astu. Awesome. Who else do we have? Did I do Aditya Mahodaya already?
Nope.
Okay, Aditya Mahodaya. Would you like to go? Aditya Mahodaya? Astu. Katyayini Bhagini, are you there? Katyayini Bhagini. Bhagini means sister, by the way, if you want to write that down. Venkat Mahodaya?
Namaste
Mahodaya. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Mama Nama Marwada. Aham Visakhapatnam India Nagare Vasami.
Oh, okay. Astu. Sundaram. Did I miss anyone?
Hi, my name is Chitra.
Oh, Astu, Chitra Bhagini. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Mama Nama Chitra Lekha. Aham California, Fremont Nagare Vasami.
Oh, Astu. Samichinam, Sundaram. Is anyone else? Did I miss anyone else? Astu. Today's agenda is also called Patya Kramaha. Today we're going to learn the Aksharabhyasaha, which are the letters. I know many of you said you already know the Devanagari letters, but we are going to go over it again. We're going to brush over it because it might be a little bit different in Sanskritam. And for those of you who do not know any of the Devanagari letters, who do not know any of the Sanskritam letters, it's perfectly fine. You will be practicing it a lot. You will read a lot. So you will get the hang of it. And most of the slides will have an English transliteration, how to pronounce the words in English, and will have the meaning too. And you can always stop me anytime. Astu va. And then Sambhashanam, we're going to learn how to speak to each other a little bit. And then the Vastu Parichayaha, we're going to learn a few vocabulary words today. And then the Grihapataha, I'm just going to say how homework is and stuff like that. Any questions up until this?
Nope.
Astu. We have the Aksharani, which are the letters. In most languages, they have the vowels and the consonants. Same thing in Sanskritam. We have the Swaraha, or the vowels. Would anyone like to read the Swaraha for me? The vowels?
Any
volunteers?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Himanshu.
Astu, Himanshu Mahodaya?
No. U. Z. This is U. R.
This is R.
No, I do not know between these two.
With R. U and R? Yeah, difficult
okay.
With these two?
No, these two. Z, R and
oh,
double R.
Two? Okay, this is R, and this is R.
Okay.
So this is a soft version of R. It's like saying
okay.
Like Rishi, R, and this is R. You're putting more stress for it.
Okay,
so
I think I'll skip these two for now. This
okay.
Is R. It's A-O.
A-I-O-O. Sundaram. Awesome. Okay. So I'll go over it one more time. You did a great job. A-I-O-O. So I know most of you have trouble with the R. I'll draw it on here. Can anyone see my board?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's same thing as this R plus the R. This R. So R plus this R. It's like R. Astuva. So the vowels, they split it into two parts. So they have the Hraswa Swaraha and the Dheerga Swaraha. The Hraswa Swaraha and the Dheerga Swaraha. So Hraswa Swaraha means the short vowels. And Dheerga Swaraha means the long vowels. So the Hraswa Swaraha are A, I, U, R, and R. A, I, U, R, and R. And the Dheerga Swaraha are the A, I, U, R, A, I, O, and O. And then we have the anuswaraha or the visargaha, which usually comes at the end of a word. So this is the anuswaraha and this is the visargaha, which is am and aha. So the hrasva swaraha are in black and then the dirgha swaraha are in the maroon red color. Next we have the vyanjanaksharani or the consonants. Does anyone want to read the consonants for me?
Yep, I can. I'm Satya.
Astu Mahodaya. You can read.
Ka, kha, ga, gha, nya, ini, right?
This is na, like song na.
Okay. Cha, cha, ja, ja, nya, ta, tha, da, dha, ana, ta, tha, da, dha, na, pa, pha, ba, bha, ma, ya, ra, la, va, sa, sha, sa, ha, cha, tra, nya, shra, om.
Awesome, you even know the bonus letters. Extra
yeah,
points.
I know.
So, the consonants are, most of you, I see that most of you know the, you got it all right, they're all right. This na is song, nga. So, ka, ka, ga, ga, na, cha, cha, ja, ja, nya, ta, tha, da, dha, na, ta, tha, da, dha, na, pa, pha, ba, bha, ma, ya, ra, la, va, sha, sha, sa, ha, ksha, tra, nya, sha, and om. So, one thing to point down in consonants is that this na, nya, na, and na, they're all from, they're all sounds that come from the nose. So they're all nasal sounds. So na, nya, na, and na, they all come from the nose. So they're all grouped in a specific way. The second letter, this ka, this cha, and ta, ga, and ja, and da, they're all, you have to put stress on those letters. Does anyone have any questions? Also, another thing to notice is that this nya and this nya, they both make the same sound, but this nya usually comes in the beginning of a word. So this word, this letter comes in words like nyanam. This nya comes in the beginning, nyanam. And this nya comes in the middle of a word, so tanjana. So it comes in the middle.
Kavya?
Yes. Yes, Mother?
I remember as a kid, we were told that this, the second nya was pronounced as like jnana, gya.
Are you, this one?
No, the other one.
This one?
Yes.
Oh, are you talking about Sanskritam or Hindi or something?
Oh, is that the difference? Okay, in Hindi it's gya?
Yeah, in Hindi they also have this as, they say pha for this, instead of pa. Right? In Hindi they say pha?
No, I think for this it was still phal, but this was always gya. Like this was never...
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's not in Sanskrit, is so?
I might have to check on that, but I always learned it as nya. I could be wrong. But
okay, we learned, when I was learning Hindi, you know, they told us nya. I was taught nya.
This was
yeah,
nya?
Right. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I will look into that and I will check for you.
Sure, thanks.
That's what I usually learned. So, yeah, there's some differences between Hindi and Sanskritam. And also know that in Hindi, they keep the, in a word, they keep the second and the fourth letter, or even the sixth letter, as a half letter. In Sanskritam, you just read it fully, totally. There's no half letter. You just read what is on the paper.
Okay.
So once you start reading, then you'll understand. But you just, there's no half letter. You just read whatever's on the paper. Any other questions on the vowels, consonants?
No.
So in Sanskritam, every word, every noun, it has a gender. So, in Sanskritam, there are three genders. So, the first gender is Pullingam, which is masculine, Strilingam, which is feminine, and Napumsakalingam, which is neutral. Can everyone repeat after me? Pullingam.
Pullingam.
Napumsakalingam.
Napumsakalingam.
So this is very important, because this is basically, it tells you how to, this is very important because this basically tells you how to structure a sentence or a word. So pullingam is masculine, strilingam is feminine, and apumsakalingam is neutral. Okay, so we are going to get into parichayaha, introduction. So this girl's name is Sita, and this girl's name is Radhika. We did a little bit of this before, but when you are introducing yourself to someone, you have to, when you say my name is, you have to say Mama Nama Sita. So I know in Hindi people say Mam, it's actually Mama Nama Sita, or Mama Nama Kavya, and she says Mama Nama Radhika.
Kaveri, I have a question.
Yes.
Is mum is what ling?
Mum, I don't think it exists.
It is neutral, in fact. You know, mama means it is yourself.
Mama, yes. Is
mine.
Right.
So, yeah.
Mum, I don't know if a word like that exists. I know in a Napumsakalingam everything ends in mm, but I don't know if mum is actually a word. Because mama is actually, it comes from the word aham.
Right. So it's always Napumsak, maybe?
No, I don't think it has a gender.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it has a gender. So we Mama Nama Sita. So yeah, if you're a male or a female, you can use Mama. When you are asking a girl what her name is, when you're asking a female what her name is, when you're asking a feminine what it is, then you're saying Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. So she says Mama Nama Sita. Bhavatyaha nama kim? And she answers, Mama nama Radhika. So, are there any bhaginis who would like to be my volunteer? Any ladies that would like to be my volunteer?
Sure, I can be. My name is Mama nama Chitra.
Oh, astu. Chitra bhagini. Let's practice introducing ourselves. I will say my name, and I will ask you for your name, and then you say, and then the same way back. So, Mama Nama Kavya. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Chitra. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim?
Mama Nama Kavya. Astu, Samichinam. Are there any other bhaginis? Any other ladies?
Kachyayini.
Kachyayini. ओके मम नाम काव्या भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम कात्यायनी भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम काव्या सुन्दरं ग्रेट् जाब् इस् देयर् एनीवन् एल्स् उमा भगिनी
मम नाम उमा भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम काव्या भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम उमा
सुन्दरम् अस्तु लेट्स् मूव् ऑन् ओके सो नौ दिस् बाय् इस् आस्किङ्ग् द गर्ल् फोर् हर् नेम् हि सेस् हिस् नेम् इस् राम so usually in generally in Indian languages or even English they usually don't say aha at the end so you would just go in other languages it would just be Ganesha or Shiva or Rama but in Sanskritam you have to add the aha if you are masculine then you have to add the aha at the end so it wouldn't be just be Rama it would be Ramaha it would be Ganeshaha Shivaha So, that's a thing to notice. Whenever you're writing a sentence, you have to add the aha. Aha, means that this person is a pullingam. It shows as a pullingam object. So, he says, Mama nama ramaha. And since she is a girl, a strilingam, she says, Mama nama saralab. So, the boy asks the girl, Bhavatyaha nama kim? अस्तु वा सो सत्या महोदय केन् यू
मम नाम सत्यः भवत्याः नाम किं
मम नाम काव्या आसम् अस्तु गो गो आन् Next, this time we're asking the boy for his name. So we say, Bhavattah Namakim. Before this, we said, Bhavatyah Namakim, because we're asking a girl. Now we have to say, Bhavattah Namakim. Bhavattah Namakim. So, Narasimha Maudaya?
Mama Nama Narasimha Murtihi. Bhavatyah Namakim.
Mama Nama Kavya. Bhavattah Namakim.
मम नाम नरसिंहमूर्तिः
अस्तु नरेन्द्रप्रसाद् महोदय मम नाम काव्या भवतः नाम किम्
मम नाम नरेन्द्रप्रसाद् प्रसादः भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम काव्या सुन्दरम् यू एन् ऐ सी दट् यू रिमेम्बर् टु एड् द अह एट् द एण्ड् नरेन्द्रप्रसादः आसम्
ओके
Aditya Mahode? Are you there? Aditya Mahode? Astu, Venkat Mahode?
Mama Nama Venkataha Bhavat यः नाम किम्
सुन्दरं मम नाम काव्या भवतः नाम किम्
मम नाम वेङ्कटः
आसम् समीचीनम् डस् एनीवन् हेव् एनी क्वश्चन् सो फार्
नो मैम्
अस्तु ओके सो When asking a boy, you have to say bhavatah, and when asking a girl, you have to say bhavatyah. Same thing when asking a boy, asking another boy. So this boy would ask this boy, bhavatah nama kim, and he would say, mama nama abhishekah. And it's not just abhishek, it would be abhishekah. Not just lakshman, it would be lakshmanah. So, Okay, I think you all got this.
I have a question.
Yes.
My name is Himanshu. Will aha sound get added to that?
Yes, it will be Himanshu who. Yes, Himanshu who.
Who?
Yes.
Himanshu who? Okay.
Yep.
Himanshu.
Yes. Like okay. Like Vishnu, it will be Vishnu who.
Okay.
Yeah.
In English, that becomes a question again.
Yeah. And then it gets a little complicated from that because your names are so special and unique.
Not so unique, but anyways, yeah.
Okay. The same thing. This is from the Abhyasa Pustakam. I'm not sure how you can get the Abhyasa Pustakam, but it's usually, I know it's from, I got mine from Bangalore, or actually my teacher ordered it for me. So I'm pretty sure you can order it. There's also an online PDF for the Abhyasa Pustakam that I will attach in the email.
I think we already have got it. You know, we already were shared with a Google Drive document. I think we can download it.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's awesome. That's great. Yeah. But there's also the hard copy book.
Okay. Sure.
So if you have that, then if you have any Sanskritam book, then please, please, please take notes in it. I didn't take notes in it, and then when I look back at it, I get confused. So if you have any books, then please take notes in it. So this is from the Abhyasa Pustakam. This person is saying, Mama Nama Sureshaha, and he's asking, Bhavataha Nama Kim, and he's saying, Mama Nama Ramaha. Okay, can I get any volunteers that can read this small text?
Yep, I can.
Who is this?
I'm Satya.
Astu Mahode.
Mama Nama Sureshaha, Bhavataha Nama Kim, Mama Nama Lata.
Okay. Can I get another volunteer to read this?
Yeah, Narasimha Murthy.
Asta Mahade.
Bhavataha nama kim, mama nama Krishnaha. Bhavatyaha nama kim.
Can you see it?
It is not visible.
Oh, okay. It says Mama Nama Radha.
Mama Nama Radha.
Okay. So again, these are the three genders. Pullingam, Strilingam, and Pumsakalingam.
Kavya, I have a question.
Yes, Mother.
In that Padasya, gender, what they have written there?
Padasya Lingam.
Lingam, they have written some da with ga, something.
Where?
Is it the way to write?
Lingam.
Oh, yeah, that letter was a little bit new too, that's why. That
oh, Padasya Lingam.
That there's a combination, no, in that middle
oh,
one.
Oh, this ng and ga?
Yeah.
Okay, these are like...
This is half the consonant. I mean, that is the, you have seen the consonants, right? Ka, ka, ga, ga, nya.
Nya, so there is a ga also there.
Yeah, because it is lingam.
Ling, the song, ng, plus ga.
Yeah.
Lingam. So the nga, it wouldn't be just nga, it would be half of nga, it would be ng, and then the ga.
Ah, okay.
Since the top letter is a half.
Yeah.
Was that clear for you?
Yeah, clear.
Okay. I love these questions. Please ask.
And also, Kavya, if you don't mind, can you also, at least
yes.
I know, I just want to tell the others too, that any half letter in Sanskrit will have a small, like if you see in the ma, lingam,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is a small line
yes.
under
yes.
ma, right?
Yes.
So that means it is half letter, right? So.
Yes, correct. So this line, the small line underneath the letter, it means it's the half. So you ended with lingam.
854-240.
As to whoever is not on mute, please stay on mute. As to next we'll learn the vastu parichaya, which is here and there. So this is, since each noun has a gender to it, you can't just say this is a chair, this is a computer, this is a picture. You can't just, you can't use a, this. You have to say it by its gender. So we use the saha for far away objects. So for mass object, we say saha.
I think Kavya, you can mute.
Okay. But I heard that like if you mute more than twice, then it'll completely
indication problem
Astu. Okay, so saha is for far away and then eshaha is for near. Saha and Eshaha, they're both pullingam, they're masculine. So Saha is far away. Saha Ramaha. Eshaha Ramaha. He is Rama. He is Rama. So, but there's a difference in the he, because one he is far away and one he is nearby. And to say who or who is he or what is he, you would say Kaha Ramaha. If it's near or far, the same. So, kaha. So this, the sun is suryaha. To ask what is this, you say eshaha kaha. If the sun is nearby, you say eshaha kaha, eshaha suryaha. Eshaha kaha, eshaha ramaha. Eshaha kaha. And you would answer, eshaha deepaha. And then we have far away, which is saha. This blue arm means that it's far away. If something is farther away, then you would say, saha kaha, saha syutaha. Saha kaha, saha vidyuddeepaha. So remember that this arm means it's close by. So you would say eshaha. Are there any volunteers that want to try this one? Can everyone hear me?
Yep. Now we can.
I think I muted everyone. I mean, unmuted everyone.
Yes, yes. Now we can.
Eshaha kaha.
Wait, did everyone hear me? What I was explaining?
Yes, we could hear you.
Okay. Eshaha kaha.
Karadipaha.
Eshaha
karadipaha. Eshaha karadipaha.
Eshaha karadipaha.
Eshaha karadipaha.
Saha kaha.
Saha balakaha.
Saha balakaha.
Saha balakaha.
Saha balakaha.
Which means boy. Eshaha kaha.
Eshaha vaishyaha.
एषः वैद्यः
एषः वैद्यः
एषः शिक्षकः हौ डू यू आस्क द क्वेश्चन नो 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 सः
सः
सः गुड सिंस इट्स फार अवे वी से सः एषः आरक्षकः
एषः आरक्षकः
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 हौ डू यू आस्क द क्वेश्चन
एषः कः
एषः कः
एषः आरक्षकः
रक्षः
एषः कः
एषः
सैनिकः सः कः
सः
सः मार्जारः
सः मार्जारः
So, don't get overwhelmed that you're learning so many Sanskrit words. I will share this PowerPoint with you so you can go over it anytime. Eshah kah?
Eshah vanarah.
Eshah vanarah.
Eshah vanarah.
Eshah
gajah.
How do you ask the question?
Eshah kah?
एषः
गजः
एषः गजः
एषः गजः
एषः गजः एषः
शुनकः
एषः कः
कुक्कुरः
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 एषः कः एषः कुक्कुरः
कुक्कुरः
कः
एषः कः
एषः
मकरः
एषः मकरः
कूर्मः
कूर्मः सः कूर्मः
एषः कूर्मः एषः
व्याघ्रः
Don't be afraid to put the stress on the gha. This is the second gha. So, vyagraha. Don't be afraid. When you're speaking, please speak properly and say vyagraha.
Vyagraha.
Eshah kaha.
Eshah
simhaha. सः
सः कः
एषः रथः
रथः
सः रथः
हौ वुड यू आस्क दैट एज अ क्वेश्चन
सः कः
सः कः गुड सः हस्तः
सः कः
सः हस्तः
सः हस्तः
सः हस्तः
सः हस्तः सो हस्तः मींस हैंड
एषः
कः
एषः पादः
सः पादः
सः कः
सः
दन्तः दन्तः
दन्तः
एषः कः
एषः दर्पणः
So sometimes when you see these Sanskrit words, you think about all the Sanskrit slogans and all the songs that you learned and you can relate, now you understand the meaning behind those songs. They say, Ramasya Kapolaha is like a Darpanaha. So they sing that Rama's cheeks are like mirrors. So they're so clean and Rama's face is so clean, it's like mirrors. सः कः सः चषकः सः कः
सः चमसः
सः चमसः
सः चमसः
चमसः सः चमसः
एषः
घटः
एषः घटः घटः
घटः
सः कः टूथब्रश् सः कः एषः कः ओके दिस् वन्
समुद्रः
एषः कः एषः कः एषः
समुद्रः
सः कः
सः
मण्डपः
मण्डपः
सः कः
सः कः
सः
देवालयः
टेम्पल्
सः
कः
विद्यालयः
विद्यालयः ओयिकसे पाठशाला
विद्या
प्रकोष्ठः रूम् प्रकोष्ठः
सः
सः कः
सः
शौचालयः
सः शौचालयः
शौचालयः
सो एण्ड् यु केन् आल्सो यूस् वित् द पीपल् people with the masculine yes. words yes. Okay. So this man he's saying eshah balakah so this shorthand is pointing to him because he's nearby sah means he's far away so
sah
vriddah
can
we do this one
eshah
eshah
ganeshah ganeshah
this one
sah govindah
sah govindah पोलीस् एण्ड् दिस् इस् सोल्जर् यस् जस्ट् तत् एण्ड् एतत् एण्ड् किं सो तत् मीन्स् इट्स् फार् अवे एतत् मीन्स् इट्स् नियर् बै So nearby is this this small it is a tat and this is tat and then you say kim not kaha you say kim for napumsakalingam
tat is far etat is near and kim is who
to ask yes but this all for
question mark
napumsakalingam or neutral gender so tat is for far and
it's
kim
far.
Is for tat one. Kim tat pustakam it ends with a kim sound so it's napumsakalingam it's neutral so tat kim tat pustakam tat
kim
jalam
tat jalam
pustakam etat kim etat vanam एतत्
एतत् जलम्
एतत् वनम्
एतत् वनम्
तत् किं
तत् किं
तत् पुष्पं
तत् पुष्पं
पुष्पम्
एतत् किम्
एतत् पत्रम्
एतत् पत्रम्
ओर् एतत् पर्णम्
पर्णम्
ऐ मीन् नो इट्स् अ नपुंसक लिङ्गम् बिकॉज़ इट एंड्स विथ ं तत् किम् tat seva
phalam
so I know a lot of people in Hindi say phalam seva phalam
yep.
it kind of
Save.
Annoys me as a Sanskrit student so phalam seva phalam tat seva phalam tat kim
tat kim
tat
naranga
phalam naranga phalam
tat naranga phalam
Narangaphalam.
So you have to say tat, not saha. You have to say tat because this is ends in im, and it's a napumsakalingam. It's a neutral gender. Etat kim?
Etat
draksha phalam.
Draksha phalam.
Etat draksha phalam.
Etat kim?
Etat amra phalam.
Etat amra phalam. Tatat kadali phalam. How would you ask the question?
Tat kadali phalam.
Tat kim?
Tat kim?
Tat bhojanam.
Tat bhojanam.
Tat kim?
Tat kim?
Tat bhojanam.
Bhojanam.
Etat kim?
Etat kim?
Etat kim?
Payohimam.
Etat kim? Etat payohimam.
Etat payohimam.
Yes, so every word, there is a Sanskritam word to it. There's a group of people that sit down and make Sanskritam words for all these new stuff. So like, they say the mixture or the grinder, they didn't have those grinders and stuff a long time ago, but now they do. So they have a name for that too. It's called Mishrakam. Mishrakam is grinders.
Is there some central agency which decides that?
Yeah, I think some, I had never looked into it, but I know there's a Sanskrit language here somewhere. I think at Harvard, there's a Harvard Sanskrit department in Harvard for all the classical languages. Yep, pretty interesting. And they also have in SpokenSanskrit.com. In SpokenSanskrit.com, they have, that's the dictionary that we all use. It has, you can type in any words in English or in Sanskritam, and it'll tell you the meaning. And it's if it's feminine, masculine, genderine, if it's, I mean, feminine, masculine, or neutral, and then it'll say if, or if it's an adjective or a verb. The SpokenSanskrit.com.
Okay.
That's all the new words and all the words. Etat kim?
Etat
vatayanam.
Etat vatayanam. Etat dvaram.
Dvaram.
Etat kim?
Dvaram.
Etat dvaram.
Tat dvaram.
It would be etat dvaram.
Etat nagaram.
Etat nagaram.
Nagaram.
Tat kim?
Tat kim?
Tat fenakam.
Tat fenakam.
Fenakam.
Etat nanakam.
Etat
nanakam.
So make sure when you're saying this na, you have to roll this na. This is na and this is a na.
Nanakam.
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 Etat kim.
Tat netram.
This is a blue hand, right?
Tat netram.
Tat kim.
Tat netram.
Tat nayanam.
Tat nayanam.
Tat kim.
Tat kim.
Charanam.
Tat kim. Tat upanetram.
Upanetram. Tat upanetram.
Etat kim.
Tat vyaj.
Etat vyajanam.
Tat kim.
Etat
vyajanam.
Or fan.
Vyajanam.
Vyajanam. Vyajanam.
Vyajanam.
Vyajanam.
Etat
graham.
Graham.
Etat gruham.
Tat graham.
Etat gruham.
Etat gruham.
Etat gruham.
Gruham.
Tat kim.
Bhojanagraham.
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 Graham. Bhojanagraham.
One of my favorite rooms.
Bhojanagraham.
Etat kim.
Etat.
Etat
mishrakam.
That's what I was talking about. Etat mishrakam. Food grinder.
Mixe. Mishrakam.
Tat kim.
Tat kim.
Tat vimanam.
Tat vimanam.
Tat vimanam.
Tat kim.
Tat kim. Tat lokayanam.
Tat lokayanam.
Tat kim.
Tat udragayanam.
Udagrayanam.
Udagrayanam. Udagrayanam.
Tat kim.
Tat kim.
Tat yutakam.
Tat yutakam. तत् युतकं
युतकं
तत् युतकं
तत्
ऊरुकम्
एतत् ऊरुकम्
ऊरुकम्
दन्तफेनकम्
दन्तः दन्तः मीन्स् टीथ् अनन्तरं फेनकं मीन्स् सोप् सो दन्तफेनकं विच् मीन्स्
टूथ्पेस्ट्
कम्बैन् टु वर्ड्स् एतत् किम्
एतत्
कङ्कणम्
एतत् कङ्कणं बेङ्गल्
कणं
तत् किं
पत्रं
तत् पत्रं सो पत्रं केन् यूस् फोर् लेटर्स् एनि पेपर् एनिथिङ्ग् इस् पत्रम् एतत्
सङ्गणकं
सङ्गणकं
कम्प्यूटर्
सङ्गणकं
सो ओ वी आर् नॉट ओके नौ वी आर् मूविङ्ग् ऑन् टु द लास्ट् एण्ड् थर्ड् जेण्डर् विच् इस् स्त्रीलिङ्गं सो सेम् थिङ्ग् एस् सः And that, for Sreelinga, it would be Sa. Sa is far away. Esha is nearby. And then Ka is who? For Sreelinga. For feminine gender is Sa, Esha, and Ka. Sa Ka. Sa Shaiya.
Sa Shaiya. Ka Kariya.
Sa is far away. Sa ka. Sa petika. Sa petika. How would you ask the question?
Sa ka.
Sa ka.
Kesha. Sa ka. Sa ka.
Sa panchalika. Sa ka.
Sa panchalika.
Sa panchalika.
Sa ka.
Sa-balika.
So, this one is doll, and this is a girl. Esha-ka.
Esha-yuvatihi.
Okay, this is a trick question. Okay, so I know there's a visakaha at the end, so you would think that's pullingam, but it's actually a strilingam. So you say Esha Yuvatihi.
Sa Yuvatihi.
Esha Yuvatihi. Not Esha Yuvatihi. It would be Esha Yuvatihi. I know it's a little bit difficult. You just have to know it.
Yuvataha.
Yuvatihi. It's just memorization. There are certain words that will end like this with the visarga at the end, with the two dots at the end. But this is strilingam. Does anyone have any question on that? Okay. Saka.
Saha mahila.
Sa mahila.
So this means like a young girl or
Saha
yavatiha.
Yesha ka.
And this is a lady. Sa mahila. एषा शाटिका
शर्करा
एषा
जलनालिका
जलनालिका
एषा का
एषा सम्मार्जनी सम्मार्जनी
सम्मार्जनी सम्मार्जनी
So this one's also a trick one. It has the visarga at the end, but it's still Sri Strilingam. So Sa Lakshmi Hi.
There's no reason behind
them. Is I guess the simple answer is it is what it is. It's just how they came up with it.
Okay.
I'm interested to know too. But those type, you just have to memorize.
Okay.
So for Saraswati, there is no...
Sahalata.
Yeah, there's no visarkaha. There's no column. There's no...
Okay, it is what it is.
Okay. Yes. Saraswati. Saka.
Saka. Sahalata.
Sahalata.
Eshaka.
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 Sahamala.
Sahamala.
Esha Mala.
Sa Nidhanika.
Esha Ka.
Saha
Utsaha
Utpitika.
It would be Sa Utpitika. Because it's the link. Sa Utpitika.
Sa Ka.
Sa Ghati.
I think these two are very they get confusing. I get confused between pen and pencil. Lekhani, Ankani.
Ankani, yeah.
Ankani.
So this is pen and this is pencil.
Remembering Esha, Sa and all are easy, but these words is...
Actually, when I first learned it, what I did was I took a piece of paper and I wrote all the Sanskrit and words that I learned and then I taped it onto the objects around my room so I can remember it.
That's how
I know that is darpanaha. Because I taped it onto my mirror. Sometimes you're never too old to do that because if you want to learn something, we're all babies here. We're all learning.
Esha ka. Esha.
Saka. Saka.
Kartari.
Kartari.
Saka.
Sa Lepana Pattika.
This is a new one for me, but this is tape. Yeah. Lepana Pattika. Saka.
Esha.
Oh, Esha. Good one. Esha.
Duravani.
Esha Jangama Doravani.
Wow.
Yeah, they're all updated.
Esha Pattika.
I think this is very similar to tape. Lepana Pattika and Band-Aid.
Yeah, I mean it is mixture of lepana plus pattika, right?
Yes.
Lepana means it is fixing or applying something.
Patti.
Applying.
Right.
Saha vaidya.
Saha vaidya.
Saha shikshita.
शिक्षकः वस्त्रीलिङ्ग् शिक्षिका
शिक्षिका
सा द्विचक्रिका
सा
द्विचक्रिका
सा द्विचक्रिका
ओके सो दट् वास् अ लाट् आफ़् वोकाबुलरी वर्ड्स् सो दिस् टु सम् अप् दिस् स्माल् चार्ट् दट् यु केन् यूस् टु रिमेम्बर् इट् सो पुल्लिङ्गम् इट् वुड् बि इट् इस् नियर् बै इट्स् सः फार् अवे इस् एषः एण्ड् टु क्वश्चन् इस् कः For Strilingam, if it's nearby, it'll be Sa. Far away is Esha. Oh, sorry, I got it mixed up. This one is supposed to be far away. I'm sorry, this is far away. I have to edit this. But this is far away and this is nearby.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't mix that up. And this is the question. Saha, Sa, and Tat, this is far away. And Esha, Esha, Etat is nearby.
Wow.
Okay, so the top is all pullingam and the bottom is all, no, just this one is pullingam, but this is all napumstakalingam. This is Eshaha Darpanaha or Saha Darpanaha.
Esha Darpanam.
Saha kaha?
Saha
Darpanaha.
Saha Darpanaha. Eshaha kaha?
एषः मार्गः
मञ्चः एषः
मञ्चः
मञ्च उन्टं कदा तेलुगु
मञ्चः सः कः
सः विद्युद्दीपः
एषः कः एषः करदीपः सः कः सः मण्डपः
सः मण्डपः
तत् किं
तत् पादत्राणं
तत् पादत्राणस्थानम् एतत् किम्
एतत् किम् एतत् कङ्कणं कङ्कणं
कङ्कणं
कङ्कणम् कङ्कतम् एतत् किम्
एतत्
भावचित्रम्
एतत् भावचित्रं
भावचित्रं
भावचित्रम्
एषः गजः
एषः गजः
एषः कः
गजः
एषः बालकः
बालकः
एषः कः
एषः
एषः
घटः एषः घटः
घटः
एषः कः
एषः
वृक्षः
एषः कः
एषः स्यूतः
एषः
स्यूतः
एषः स्यूतः एषः स्यूतः
एषः स्यूतः
एषः कः
एषः
एषः मार्जारः
एषः मार्जारः
एषः कः
एषः व्याघ्रः
एषः व्याघ्रः
व्याघ्रः
एषः कः
एषः
पर्वतः
एषः पर्वतः एषा का
एषा
माला
एषा माला एषा का
एषा लता
एषा लता और वाइन एषा का
एषा
बालिका
एषा बालिका
बालिका
एषा बालिका
एतत् पुष्पम् शाखा मीन्स् ब्रांच् वृक्षः मीन्स् ट्री सो शाखा मीन्स् ब्रांच् एतत् किम्
एतत्
वनं
एतत् वनं एतत् किम्
एतत् किम्
एतः क्रयणः
एतः क्रयणः
एतत् रेलयानं रेलयानं
रेलयानम्
एतत् रेलयानं
रेलयानं
एतत्
सङ्गणकं
बा चेतुं इप्पुडु बागा एक्सेल् सङ्गणकम्
एतत् उपनेत्रम्
एतत् उपनेत्रम्
सः कः
सः
रामः एषः कः
सः
रामः
एषः रामः
एषः रामः
सः कः
सः कृष्णः सः कृष्णः
एषः कः
एषः कः
एषः वैद्यः सः कः
सः
आरक्षकः
एतत्
किं
एतत् कन्दुकं
बालु कन्दुकम् अन्तर्
तत् किं पत्रं तत् पत्रं लेटर् ओर् पत्रं पेपर्
एषः कः
बालकः सः कः सः वृक्षः ओके भावचित्रं
भावचित्रं
Etat kim? Can everyone see this? Can everyone see this?
Yes.
Etat? Etat?
Sivanayantram.
Sivanayantram. Etat kim?
Etat kim?
Etat vatayanam.
Etat vatayanam.
Pushpadhani
is all these vapes with the vapes of the flowers. Esha ka.
Esha duravani.
Esha duravani. Esha ka.
Esha kartari.
Esha kartari. Esha kartari.
Esha kartari.
Esha kartari.
Okay. So I'm going to stop here for today.
Sarve savanantu sukhina.
Okay. We'll say this a little bit later, but
Sarve bhadrani pashyantu ma kachidam dukbhaga bhavet om shanti dan.
Okay. Dhanyavadaha Mahadaya. So does anyone have any questions so far on what we learned today?
You said some homework.
Yes, we're going to have a quiz next week.
Okay.
Yay! I'm just kidding. It's a joke. No quiz. Only homework you have is to listen to the recording and take notes. That's it.
Okay.
And then after this, I'll give you loads and loads of homework. So your Gruhapatam is just to look at the recording and take notes, if you can. If not, it's totally fine. And
is there any audit kind of thing that you'll do?
What was that?
No, will you do some kind of audits or something? You know, just to make sure that we are learning it correctly or something.
I didn't hear you. Some kind of what?
Are you? Is it clear, my voice?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I'm just asking you. Do you do some kind of an audit or something, but just to make sure that we are learning it correctly?
Audit like a. To for you to send your voice message or something?
Yeah, anything is fine. I mean, even in the class, if you can just, randomly ask us what we have learned or, you know, how do we do it, kind of.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that next week. For now, I'm pretty sure just, a little bit
locked. Not today, but during our sessions, you know, going forward.
Yeah, of course. I'll have... Yeah. A random generator, name generator next to me, randomly click a name, and then randomly whoever I chose, they have to get the answer right.
Yeah, sure, yes.
So, no, we won't have, I'm not sure. I can, if you really want it, I can. So
I have a question. What does Utsu mean?
What was that?
What does astu mean? Does it mean good or okay?
Oh, astu means okay. Astu means okay.
Okay, astu.
Yes, I say astu for everything. Astu means okay. Astu, aam means aam. Yes. And na means no. Does anyone have any feedback, anything they want to say? I love questions.
And we love this session. I wish tomorrow is Saturday again.
Oh, wait, where do you live right now?
I'm in Houston.
Oh, Houston, okay. Oh, so are you saying my class is good?
Yes.
And you don't want it to happen again? Okay. That's sort of my favorite compliment.
Yeah.
Thank you. Kaviji,
one question.
Yes.
If we, I have a question, can we mail it to someone or do we just ask it in the class?
Okay, about that, you can always mail it to me. You can send a private email to me. Please don't send it to the whole group or that's just going to be embarrassing and I won't sleep all night. So please send a private email to me. Does everyone know my email?
Okay.
I sent the email out so everyone should know my email. But if not, I can say it now. It's GKAVYANAYAKI. dkavyanayagi@gmail.com.
Yeah.
But it will come in the email.
Can you just type it out?
In the chat. It's in the email, actually. It's in the email that we have received?
Yes. I will send out an email. Just look out for session number 6 email.
Yes,
and I will send it in the chat, too. I will send it in the chat.
I'll paste it for you. That's okay.
Okay, yeah, that'll be great. I just don't want to stop sharing my screen and then go back to sharing my screen. That's why. What I'm going to do is I'm going to open I have a Google Doc and it has 2 columns. It has the question side and the answer side. So I will add that to the email that I'll be sending. What you can do is on the question side, you can just put in your question and anyone can answer it. It's a Google Doc. So I will attach that Google Doc with the email. And then you can, in the email, there will be the recording and this Google Doc. So in the question side, you can put any question you want, small or big, English, Sanskrit, anything. And then I will try to look into it as soon as I can. Or if anyone knows the answer, anyone can put the answer.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, ma'am. You teach awesome. Thank you very much, and we look forward.
Dhanyavaad, Mahoday. Okay.
Thank you
very
much.
Shanti Mantra.
Asiro.
Sarve Tantu. I think this is wrong.
धन्यवाद
भगिनी